punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sorry, I'm a little stuffy today, so just deal with me. That's all there is to it. Hey, it was a little chilly yesterday with that wind blowing. And I don't know about you guys, but I actually busted out the long handles yesterday, so here we are. It's cold. Let's check out some temperatures. 29 degrees at Hollis, 26 degrees at Bessie. Butler, you're 27. Arnett's 22, and who is this at 16? Cherokee. Cherokee's at 16, Lahoma's at 18, May Ranch is 19, 20 at Slapout. The warmest spot in the state, believe it or not, this is very rare, Boise City, out there in the Panhandle, is 37 degrees. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, basically 24 degrees at Lipscomb, Miami, and Canadian, 27 at McLean, 29 at Wellington, Odell's 28, and Childress, you're 29 degrees. Yeah, she was just, I got out one time, checked some water yesterday, and come back, and I watched season 3 of Justified. Them guys act like a bunch of Western Oklahoma people, that's all I can tell you. Bunch of rednecks for the most part. We got a lot going on this week, or I do for sure. Tomorrow Brandon Hickey will be back because they got the sale going at Clinton today at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and then that's tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Kent Watkins, Dale Kinnemer is going to be in here, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Harry Anderson from Total Feeds. Got that going on, and I have my dates crossed. This is not a rare deal with Jimmy Clark, but I got him straight now. I told you guys last week I was going to be at Cattlemen's Congress Thursday, but actually I'm going to be at Cattlemen's Congress Friday. That's when the Angus bull sale is, and all the bull pen deal. That if you guys have, it's really cool to go watch the Angus bullpens pen of three, I think it is, a show. And I'll get you your time here in a minute. I'll look at it during but it's basically Friday morning. And then all the Angus female and bull sale, or and bulls, will be on open up displays to their owners from all over the United States. Really, really, it's a really fun day at Cattlemen's Congress. I've not been to any of the other days at Cattlemen's Congress, but I've been to this one now. This will be my third year in a row on Angus Day, and it's really good. If you get a chance, you can take off Friday and go up there, and then I think the sale, I'll bring it up here in a minute after the second break, but the bull sale will be there going on, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a unique day at Cattlemen's Congress, and it looks like the weather's not going to be too shabby either. So that's coming up Friday. But Thursday, I'm going to be at Sayre. I'm not going to be doing a remote. I'm just going to go over there and do my show so I can attend the grand opening of TDC Services' new shop over there at Sayre. They moved from there north of Cemetery Road truck stop over to the Flying J truck stop exit. How's that? Right over there, they opened their new shop. I see on their Facebook page yesterday, they posted some new pictures of the new shop. It looks really cool. So they're going to have their grand opening Thursday from 11 to 2, I think. And I'll be over there. I'm just going to go over and do my show so I can be there for that deal. And then coming up January the 17th, I'll be at Stillwater at the OSU PDC conference with Miss Jill Metter. That'll be fun. And it's a National Agriculture Communications of Tomorrow Professional Development Conference. is actually what it is. And one more thing. Coming up February 1st, it's not that far away, this month's already flying, will be the Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association. It'll be Saturday at 12:15 at the Red Barn Arena there in Cheyenne. And there's all, we'll start talking later on about some of the different breeds and different breeders. But if you got any questions about the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 47th Annual All Breed Bull Sale, call Miss Linda Lucas, Ryan Long, or Ashley Yeager. And it's coming up pretty quick. There's all kinds of bull sales. So take this opportunity, if you get a chance, to run your bulls in and get them tested. See if they're any good, or if they're kind of, their sperm counts kind of percentage-wise is going down with all these bull sales going on. And right now is a good time to be selling your bulls if they're not any good at sale barn. Recoup some of that money to pay for your new bull that's coming up. All kinds of stuff coming up. My favorite couple, 2 or 3 months, is coming up with cattle. So we'll have that going on. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of ag. Soybean and grain futures rose in overnight tradings. Investors keeping an eye on the South American weather, and I'm going to talk about that here in a minute also. I'm going to talk about it here in a minute. So let's keep on. Dry weather is expanding in parts of Argentina as stress is mounting in Brazil. Dryness will build in at least the northern eastern half of Argentina, and temperatures in the South American country will reach 95 to 105, according to the Commodity Weather Group, said in a note to its clients. Stress is also expected to spread in the southern third of Brazil and growing areas of Paraguay in week two, the forecaster said. Still, some precipitation in northern Brazil might ease moisture deficits that increased in September. I ain't gonna lie, even with all the rain we got in November, our crops need a shower itself here in western Oklahoma. Technical buying also may account for some of the gains in overnight trading, as bargain hunters may be jumping into the market after soybeans, corn, wheat all suffered big declines on Friday. Speculative investors who were short on the market or had bet on lower prices may have bought some back on the Chicago Board of Trade overnight. Soybean futures for March delivery jumped 13 and a quarter cents at 10.05 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added 420 to 312.80 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.61 cents to 40.54 a pound. March corn was up 5 cents to 4.55 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery gained 6.5 cents to 5.35 and 3/4 a bushel, while Kansas City futures came up a nickel to 5.44 a bushel. And I looked earlier before the show started, and it's still coming up. Export sales of wheat and soybean dropped to the marketing year lows in the last full week of December, according to data from the Ag Department. Wheat sales for export in the 7 days that ended on December 26 totaled 140,600 metric tons. That's down 77% from the previous week and 68% from the prior four-week average, according to the agency, the lowest since the grain marketing year started last June 1st. South Korea took 35,000 tons. Thailand was in there for 29,000. Nigeria bought 27,500. Honduras purchased 24,000 tons, and Haiti took 19,000 tons from U.S. supplies. Exports for the week, however, rose 2% to 381,900 tons. Soybean sales declined 51% from a week earlier and 67% from the average for this time of the year. 484,000 metric tons. That's the lowest since the marketing year started on September 1st. China bought 617,000 tons. Man, they've been buying her up since they heard Trump was going to be running things up there in D.C. South Africa was in there for 99,000 tons, Spain 80,000 tons, the Netherlands 76,000 tons, and Turkey bought 73,000 tons. A John Doe country canceled orders of 667,000 tons. That's a big order to drop. Exports last week totaled 1.7 million tons. That's up 8% week to week. Corn sales dropped to 777,000 metric tons. That's down 55% from the week prior and 44% from the average. Mexico was a big buyer in 292,000 tons, Japan 179,000, Colombia 160,000, Costa Rica bought 97,000, South Korea was in there for 63,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 99,000 and Panama nixed shipments of 18,000. Corn exports for the week were down 11% to 1 million tons even, according to the Ag Department. Well, if any of you guys are listening up there in northwestern Oklahoma, and I know you are, how much snow did you guys get? Did you get any? Did you get any rain or ice or whatever? I mean, Kansas got hammered. My sister sent me a picture yesterday, and they had 24 inches in they live over there close to Kansas City on the Kansas side. That it was piled up on her picnic table. It was amazing. We don't need 24 inches, but I'll take 12 right now. Winter storm warnings have been issued for southern Missouri. East of the Atlantic Ocean is extreme cold, snow, and ice are expected, according to the National Weather Service. Central Illinois, another 2 to 3 inches on top of what they've already gotten is expected, with wind gusts up to 30. Indiana, another inch of snow with strong winds also. Further west, cold weather advisories are in effect for northern Nebraska. South of the Texas Gulf Coast. You know what, I got all my brain. Temperatures in central and southeastern Kansas forecast to fall as low as minus 24 degrees. They can have all that. I know I had an expensive day Saturday on the Ponderosa. I got one turbine well, turned it on to fill the water tank up Saturday afternoon. Bam! And then smoke started coming out of there. So that's going to be expensive. So Jimmy went and loaded up the little 300-gallon tank and filled her up with water and took her over and filled the cattle tank up. I'm going to get this problem resolved today and tomorrow. We're not going to. Jimmy's not hauling water in the winter. I'm sorry. It's not necessary when I got other water close by. So I'm just going to put some hot fence up, get him closer to another water well, and put another horse tank out there and get after it. And man, things that happen on the farms every day that people don't know about. What else is there? Well, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Let's take Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealership's grain market up-to-date prices right after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 20th. 2012 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 433 brought 375. 7 at 506 brought 330. 12 at 520 brought 327.50. 10 at 596 brought 277.50. 6 at 650 brought 265. 6 head of heifers at 394 brought 347.50. 19 at 468 brought 312.50. 4 at 469. $3.89 brought $322.50. 9 at $517 brought $287.50. 14 at $696 brought $229.50. 6 at $718 brought $246. Butcher cows were 36 to 139. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 150. Bred cows were 1200 to 3050. Pairs brought 1700 to 3775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
That's the sound of a fridge begging for mercy. Or how about that washing machine that sounds more like a rock band than a rinse cycle? Shy the Repair Guy has it covered. He'll fix anything from rebellious refrigerators to whining washing machines. If it plugs in and breaks down, call Shy the Repair Guy and let him turn your "why is it doing that?" into "ah, that's better." For all your household appliance repair needs, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl, 580-799-5433.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, I messed up. Hang on. Pushed X, not open. Bam, there we got it. All right, Wellington, Texas. Here we go. Maybe. 31 degrees, wind chills at 25, humidity's 43, dew points at 11. The winds are out of the north at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts up to a whopping 9. Peak wind gusts so far today, 24 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.01. So that's 10 one-thousandths of an inch for you guys that live around Grimes and Dempsey. Red flag minutes, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 736 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. Somebody text in and ask me how much that motor is going to cost to replace on that well. And I'm just guessing. I've never bought one. Between $4,000 and $5,000 just for the motor, not the pump. This is just a motor. So yeah, she's gonna get expensive. All right, here is your Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. You know, we got dealers right here in Elk City, our Dodge and our GM, and then right down the highway about 10 minutes, not very far down, right off that first exit. If you're heading west on I-40, is the Lipscomb Ford dealerships. Go over and check them out. They're, Here we go. Oh, no, here we don't go. Man, what is going on with me today? It's not, believe me, it's not, it's the operator. How's that? March corn, 458, up 8. May, 465, up 7.5. Soybeans for January, 989, up 8.75. March 10, up 8.25. Soybean meal, January, 299.90, unchanged. March, 308.30, down 30 cents. Soybean oil, January, 39.73, up 33. Hard red, winter wheat. We need about 10 more days of it going up about 14 cents a day. March, 553 up 14. May is 561 up 14 and a quarter. Cotton, July, 7076 up 87. Let's see here. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, February, 7344 down 52. Natural gas, February, 357 up 22. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow, all minis are up. And live cattle, February, 195 up 95. April, 197.02 up 102. Feeder cattle for January, 266.05 up 122. March, 265.17 up 1. April, 265.72. up 132. Lean hogs have been steadily declining the last week. February, lean hogs 79.82 down 95, and April 85.67 down 10. What I was kind of commenting a while ago is this shows you, I think Brandon Hickey has touched on this a few times, on how the media, whatever's put out there, sometimes can change things. And plus, you got people in Chicago and Kansas City and Minnesota, or in Minneapolis to be specific, you know, our paper pushers, we call them, you know, not having a clue really what we got going on out here. They're just playing the market just like anybody else. Like last week, two or three different days, media, major ag media was reporting, you know, Argentina's got a major crop coming with soybeans and blah, 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 and just blowing it up. And then what I was reading a while ago, I was telling you guys that, you know, now the heat set in 3 or 4 days, and you see how the markets reacted today. They're all positive. Last week, they were all negative just because of some of the things that are reported. The crops don't change in 3 or 4 days. I'm sorry. Yes, they get to hurting in 3 or 4 days, but they don't go from record crop to disaster in 5 days. Let's say, for example, unless it's a hurricane, tornado, or whatever, but just normal weather patterns. So they just report whatever is the hot news that day, and the markets will react to it. So I just think it's bunch of crap. Anyway, it's the way it goes. Also, coming up this week, January 7th, which is what, tomorrow? Yep. Big Elk TV, Elk City, will be at Anadarko. Girls play at 6:30, then boys at 8 o'clock. And then the Noble Tournament starts January 9th, and it's the 9th through the 11th. Big Elk will be there, and as soon as we know who they're playing and stuff, I'll announce that. And then on Paragon TV, tomorrow, Arnett at Canute, Eric at Cheyenne Raiden, Sweetwater at Arapahoe Butler, Leedy at Beaver, and Merritt at Navajo. All games, does it say what time the games start? No, it's not giving me the game times on that for tomorrow. And then Thursday and Saturday, Canute and Merritt at the Merritt Classic Tournament, Eric at Cotton Belt Tournament at WOSC, and Cheyenne and Raiden at an Arapahoe, Butler at Western Equipment Classic in Arapahoe, and then Hammond at the Warrior Classic in Hammond, Leedy at Oil Center Tournament in Woodward. All kinds of great basketball stuff coming up in high school this week, so I'll keep you informed. Also, you can tune in to Skinny on Sports on our sister station over here to find out more. He's the man. Keep up with Skinny, as he'll keep us up to date on what's going on. All right, let's see here. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, and property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales that list the beef sale beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, Marketing Beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call the world-famous Lori Campbell at 580-273-5137. 273-5137. All right, let's take an OCA break. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Oh, about 10, 15 years, somewhere in there. Because this is the best place to work in the world. Jill and Brandon are the best people to work for. You can't find any better. I'm the generator department manager. Take care of the generators, working on them, servicing them, installing them. Whatever you need, we got it. Well, we sell Generac. We're authorized sales and service dealer, and we're also sales and service for Kohler, but we work on them all. If you call, we're not afraid to tackle it. Oh, yeah, I've done electrical for a long time. Got my journeyman's card in 1978, '87 I got my journeyman's card and worked for my dad for multiple years, and then I got the opportunity to come work for Jill and Brandon, and I've been here ever since. I've loved it every minute of it. I think it's the quality and the concern that Brandon and Jill have for their customers. They want the job done right, and you're going to do it right, and if you don't, then Brandon will tell you about it. So it's just that kind of quality that I enjoy, and working for somebody that has that desire for the quality.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. Six convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. I picked the big town of Lahoma. 19 degrees, feels like 6, dew points 8, humidity 63. The winds are out of the north, northwest at 13 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.07 inches, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 39 degrees. Sunset at 5:32 today, 26 for a high today, 10 for a low tonight, and 28 and partly sunny tomorrow with light winds out of the north. That's your forecast for Oklahoma. All right, let's see here. Where do I want to go? Machinery. Let's talk machinery. I love talking about machinery. No doubt 2024 was a wild year. Everything seemed to be flying in the face of producers and equipment dealers alike. Low commodity prices, high interest rates, high machinery costs, and a bitter presidential race had people on the fence trying to decide what the right time to make a move. Used equipment was auctioned steadily with the usual suspects leading the way. By the end of 2024, the used equipment market felt like a soft bottom and had been established, and the used tractor inventory shot up. The number of used tractors and dealer inventory started to spike in late 2023 and has never stopped. There was a brief time in third quarter of 2024 when it seemed there was a moratorium on inventory growth, but many new machines were delivered at the tail end of the third quarter that shot inventory up. To put this into perspective, in January of 2024, a year ago, used tractor inventories set at 11,607 items and increased to 14,150 by the end of the first quarter. Second quarter started with about the same, 14,150. It ended with around 14,276. And quarter three started with 14,276. But it ended with 16,244 tractors on the lots. An overall increase in the supply of 40% in the first three quarters of last year, and making used tractor inventory about the same as it was in 2020. Unlike the rest of large ag segments, used tractors are the only segment that has seen an increase in inventory since the beginning of the year, from third quarter to the fourth quarter. Combines, sprayers, and planters are all flat to down quarter over quarter and suggest a downward trend in inventory. The bright spot for the most large ag equipment is the lack of new orders for the 25 delivery. The lack of fresh trades coming to the dealer lots will impact the current available inventory and continue to remove late model, low hour equipment while increasing the supply of older equipment with a lower price point. This shift will force dealers to adjust their strategies to stay competitive, potentially offer more aggressive pricing and financing options to move the older units. This could create more opportunities for the buyers looking for bargains, but it also means the high value, low hour tractors that dealers typically use to balance their inventory will become a little bit scarcer. New tractors continue to be delivered, and tractors didn't have a preseason order riding period. Dealers will order some new tractors for stock and have equipment on order. Dealerships will gamble on tractors for market share long before any other machine segment. Tractors have a shorter shelf life and are often seen as more essential by producers, making them a safer bet for dealers looking to secure sales in a tight market. I don't see a 2025 where used tractors aren't the focus of the auction sale bills. But that's not all. The dynamics driving the used tractor market are not isolated. The ripple effects of an increase in tractor inventory will stretch across multiple sectors. For example, dealers that focus on servicing large ag equipment, especially tractors, will feel the pressure. With a more substantial supply of used tractors flooding the market, service and parts department could see increased demand for maintenance on older machines. More frequent breakdowns and repairs will drive up service business volumes. It's also important to consider the relationship between used tractors and technology adoption in farming. With older tractors becoming more common on the market, farmers may invest more in retrofitting equipment with the latest technology such as GPS and automated systems. I can vouch for that one. While this may delay the complete transition to newer equipment, it provides a band-aid solution to keep older machines operational and competitive in productivity. The fundamentals work the same for tractors as they do for anything else. The number of used tractors has to meet up with the number of used buyers. When this doesn't happen, then equipment needs to be liquidated. The equation is simple. There are too many machines, not enough demand, and prices drop. Dealers will need to adjust by holding on to stock longer, lowering prices, or in some cases selling equipment at auction in bulk to offload inventory. It's a constant balancing act that will continue to shift as this year progresses. Looking ahead, 2025 will bring its own set of challenges and opportunities. The potential for increased demand for used equipment exists, but hinges on delicate balance, economic conditions, technological advancements, and shifting market dynamics. Dealers that stay nimble and are ready to adapt to these changes will likely come out on top. As for the rest of the industry, it will be a year of observation and recalibration. However, one thing is certain, used tractors will continue to play a pivotal role in shaping the future of the ag equipment market. What do you guys think? You buying a new tractor this year? Are you looking for a used tractor? And I know a lot of people are hoping that when President-elect Trump comes into office, they make some changes on some ag equipment with using that government fuel. That'll help out a lot, because I know a lot of people are I've heard complaints since I started the show over the last two or three almost four now, man, time flies. Biggest gripe I hear about people with the newer equipment is the government fuel that put on there, and the downtime they have with having those issues. That's the biggest one I hear myself. I'm not saying that's the biggest problem, but with the people that I'm associated with, that's their biggest gripe. $500, $1,000 come out and do something because of the death fuel or whatever. And then, of course, on here, on the ag text line, this is the reason why I don't take live calls from my listeners unless I call them. Why would you put a horse tank out for calves? That looks like Brian Silk's number, sugardaddy.com. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, mercy. Okay, let's see here. I got a deal coming up. Bear with me a second. What do you guys think? You think they're going to get a farm bill passed this year? The 119th Congress in action already. You guys, what's your thoughts? You think they're going to get a... they should, with it being all... or will be all Republican here in about 3 weeks, or, you know, majority. I don't know if that helps or hurts that they're all Republicans on the farm bill, but I don't know. I just think they're messing around with farmer and ranchers, and they don't know what they're doing with that NAP deal being a big, or not NAP, SNAP, being a big deal on the farm bill. It's just dang if you do, dang if you don't. I think they'll pass one, but I think there'll be a lot of crazy behind the doors deals going on, for all I know. And I know one of the guys from Washtenaw County is going to the inauguration coming up. Be interesting. He will speak with President Trump, and when he gets back, I'm gonna have him come on and see what he's sees that they're thinking down there on the farm bill if it doesn't get passed before the inauguration. So, all right, let's take a OCA break. We'll come back. We'll finish up the show with the Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. And I want to talk to you. I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone. And whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Hollis, 32, feels like 26. Excuse me. Dew points 8. Humidity's 36. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 6 miles an hour. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil, temperature 47 degrees, sunset at 5:43, mostly sunny and 37 today with light winds out of the north-northeast. Tonight, 19 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 37 for a high and light winds out of the northeast at 10 tomorrow. Basically, same thing tomorrow. Little chilly. All right. Well, I'll remember. Because Bradley will be back this Friday and we'll talk about it some more. But guys, there's some really good deals out there right now with your gardening needs. If you're looking for some deals on seed, equipment, stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you who I buy stuff from. I get my plastic and stuff from Notes Midwest. produce supply. Brian Pritchard over at FSA at Sayre turned me on to them. They got some really good stuff. Noltz, N-O-L-T-S, Midwest Produce Supply. My father-in-law and a lot of other people buy their onions from Dixondale Farms out of Texas for their onion plants. And you can order catalogs from any of these people. Just go to their website. And then a couple other companies I get stuff from is Rupp, R-U-P-P. They send out a really good catalog. See, it's about 3/4 of an inch thick. And then also Haas Supply out of Georgia. It's a good time to get your stuff ordered. Don't wait for the last minute. Of course, you know, you do delay orders like your tomatoes and plants and stuff like that. But if you can get them on order now, you don't have to worry about them being out of supply. Of course, the Votech at Burns Flat will be starting their seed here in the next month or two, I guess. I don't know. I need to check with them because I can put my order in for some tomato and pepper plants over there. Just a good time to get your... It's January. We're not that far away on the gardens already. Man, it's here again. So I just letting you know, Dixondale for onions, Rupp, Haas, and Noltz Midwest Produce Supply are good people to start with for seeds and plants. You can pre-order plants, any equipment you need for your garden, stuff like that is coming up. Okay, I seen a deal. As you guys know, one of my favorite professors at OSU is Dr. Paul Beck, who is the Oklahoma State University Extension Beef Cattle Nutrition Specialist. You know, we haven't had to talk about it much because we ain't had any winter. Well, winter's here finally. And he said, up until now, we have had some fairly temperate weather this winter. This week, the cold front has moved in, putting us in the cold caution category on the Mesonet Cattle Comfort Index. If you've never checked that out, you need to. There's so much good stuff on the Mesonet. It's not even, it's awesome. Oklahoma is so far ahead of all other states with the Mesonet. It's cool. That's all I can tell you. I love it. Cows lose their acclimation to cold when we have periods of nice weather, increasing the impact of cold temperatures. The cow's fleshiness and hair coat have a big impact on their tolerance to colder conditions. Cows in good body condition having body condition scores of 5 to 6 with good thick winter hair coats have a lower critical temperature of around 32 degrees. Thin cows with sparse hair coat are more at risk with lower critical temperatures at around 40 degrees, believe it or not, while cows with wet hair coat have lower critical temperatures of 59 degrees. For each degree below the lower critical temperatures, energy's requirements increase by 1%. When we have wind chills that get to zero, maintenance energy requirements will increase up to 30 to 40%. I know I seen somebody on social media last night says, which keeps a cow warmer, hay or grain? Both do. I think the hay, their bellies being full of hay is probably one of the more important things. But yes, and the thing about the hay deal is it depends on how good that hay is. If it's just some crap hay, probably doing them a little bit of good, but not as much as really good hay will be doing them, which is like me. Do I want a hamburger or T-bone steak? Which one do me better? Same thing, kind of, maybe. When we have wind chills to get to zero, maintenance energy requirements will increase up to 30 to 40%. Here's some things to consider for this week's winter weather. Make sure cattle have access to as much hay as they want to eat. True fact, I doubled my hay Saturday knowing that was coming in yesterday, and they were standing out there in the sun this morning just thanking me for all the stuff I got. Fermentation, there we go, helps keep the animals warm. If increasing supplementation rates to help offset energy deficiencies is the best to feed supplements every day. Fed cattle beside or in a grove of trees or some other windbreaks is large enough for all animals together. True fact. the better the windbreak, the lower the animal's cold stress. If there's no natural or constructed windbreak available near a water source, a quick and simple one can be made by a line of round bales of straw or low-quality hay where the cattle can bed down. Insured cattle have unrestricted access to unfrozen water. If water intake is limited, hay intake is reduced, and ruminal fermentation is affected. Fed cattle close to the water source, the further away the water source, the longer they will have to wait to get a drink because they're kind of like me. They're lazy. I'm cold. I'm not going over there. Unrolling low-quality hay as bedding will help provide relief from extreme temperature. True fact, and that's from Dr. Paul Beck at OSU Extension there in Stillwater. What do you guys do to help out with your cattle? I'm sure everybody's about the same, but I know there's this one person that's got to be out there that does something different than his neighbor just so he can be different. You know that goes on out there. Farmers and ranchers are like a bunch of women at a Jim Rummy card game at a country club. They always want to be better than the person next to them. So I know there's some stuff. So what's your tricks and trade of getting, making sure your cattle are doing really good, the best that they can during cold weather? 580-225-9697. I missed this the other day. New year, new gloves. Here's how to find the right glove for the job. I seen this on the Farm Journal deal. Leather work gloves are often considered consumables due to the frequency which they wear out or go missing on the farm all the time. I lose mine all the time. If you know how much to match glove design and the type of leather to the job, you can buy fewer gloves. The best set of gloves that I've had my hands in the last 5 years was last year that I got from Wheeler Brothers down there at Cordell in their elk skin, and they fit like a glove. That makes sense. I still have them today. They wear really good and they're just comfortable, because you know, you get some gloves where they might be a little bit big and your ends smash up and all kinds of stuff, and just, but those elk gloves that I got from Wheeler Brothers last year there at Cordell, man, they just fit so well. I could probably do surgery with those gloves on. Probably not, but anyway, according to Mike McGuire, ag sales manager for Wells Lamont, cowhide leather is the standard for durability and comfort in farm and ranch gloves. Split cowhide is slightly more durable than smooth grain cowhide. Calfskin gloves are often softer than cowhide, more supplied than cowhide, but are prone to punctures and cuts. Deerskin gloves are the top seller in many farm stores. Deerskin is by nature softer, more flexible than cowhide, but not as resistant to punctures and rough use as cowhide. Goatskin is thinner and nearly as tough as cowhide when it comes to abrasion, but susceptible to puncture by thorns and barbed wire. Pigskin is plump as the other leathers, but it's breathable and relatively puncture resistant. Buffalo hide skins made from water buffalo leather are noted for good durability, a stretchy feel, and somewhat water resistant. Design wise, many leather gloves are labeled driver gloves, not to be confused with driving gloves. According to Clark Carley, with bare knuckle gloves, the driving glove makes its appearance during the 1890s when auto drivers wore gloves because cars were unheated and steering wheels were made out of bare metal. Cowboys adopted that style of gloves to protect their hands during the cattle drives, and driver gloves are more standard in farm and ranch work. The leather in most driver gloves is between 0.9 millimeter and 1.1 millimeter thick. Carlisle said company offers 1.4 millimeter thick gloves made of cowhide. They're durable. Firefighters, bricklayers, and guys working with barbed wire like the protection and toughness of the thicker gloves. Price is a fair indicator of quality. Gimme gloves gifted by seed corn dealers or other farm retailers cost around $12 a pair. Standard farm store gloves retails between $15 and $25, depending on type of leather, reinforcing of fingers and palms and other features. Fitted leather glove work gloves found on the internet sells for $30 to $45 a pair. Economy gloves need to be broken in to be more comfortable. If you buy quality gloves and match the type of leather to the work you're doing, you'll have comfortable, durable gloves that will last a long time. As for lost gloves, ask your dog. Boy, that ain't no kidding. I'm telling you what, those gloves that Great Plains Bank have, I know they bought a lot of them to give out to customers and stuff, but I don't think they were, if they were cheap, they got a great deal on them, but they're really good. I'm really enjoying wearing those also. All right, hope you enjoyed the show tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.